Thank you. Very well done. Let's move to the one item that we pulled from the consent calendar and moved to the regular calendar, and that's item 1132.
Authorize a grant agreement to Concordia University in the amount of $500,000 in fiscal year 2015-16 for use in the construction of the Fabian Concordia Early Childhood Development Center.
Mr. Withers is here. Welcome, and come up and tell us about this amazing project, please.
Good morning, Mayor Hales, Commissioner Fritz, Commissioner Novick, Commissioner Fish, Commissioner Saltzman. It's a pleasure to be here. A dozen years ago, a group of civic leaders was sitting with then Governor Kulongoski, and we were talking about the power, the importance of early childhood education and the need to make greater investments in early childhood education. And the governor sat back in his chair, his eyes lit up, he got this interesting grin on his face, and he said, "I love this moment. It's a moment where instead of reacting to crises, we get to look upstream and figure out how we prevent them." The city faces many challenges, and among those challenges certainly is the challenge of homelessness, challenges of food insecurity, challenges of behavioral health care. The 3 to PhD initiative, which is a partnership with Trillium Family Services, Portland Public Schools, and Concordia University, is one of those upstream solutions. As far as we know, it's unique in the entire nation in it, that a private university is coming together with an inner city school district and a very low income school to tackle the problem, closing the achievement gap, closing the opportunity gap, and doing it in a collaborative way where 1 + 1 + 1 doesn't equal 3, but we hope it equals 3,000 or more. That's the power of this multiplier. So what we have in 2 years will be a 132,000 square foot facility. It will house the Concordia University College of Education, the largest college of education in the state, and may I say, among the best in the state. It will house 800 Fabian students, including 120 Fabian students in early childhood education, 6 weeks through 60 months. And we know that that's where we can make a difference upstream. I apologize for being a little bit late. We were finishing up with some donors who were asking some very difficult questions. And finally, the husband and wife looked at each other and they said, "What really makes the difference in this program?" And they said, "One, it's how teachers will be prepared. They're going to be prepared in an environment where they're working with the populations that Portland Public Schools serves every day. Every day of their career, from their freshman year through their senior year and beyond, they'll be prepared the way physicians are prepared." Then they said it's the wraparound services. It's the commitment, particularly from Trillium Family Services, to provide behavioral health care. And Pacific Foods will be providing organic, nutritious food through a food club at cost to families where food insecurity is a huge and significant issue. And then finally, it's the focus on science, technology, engineering, art, and math. We want to prepare young people to work with their hands as well as their heads and answer the question that Bill Furman and other leaders in our community have said, where is that team of talent who is interested in these jobs at $70,000, $80,000, $90,000 a year helping us build rail cars? We'll have an answer for Mr. Furman and for other CEOs in the community. It's been a community-wide effort. We've raised $10,055,000 to date. We're extremely grateful for your consideration and your support of our $500,000 request. State of Oregon, through lottery bonds, is making a contribution of $750,000. Dan and Priscilla Wyden have made a significant gift to the science, technology, engineering, art, and math element in the building, and the university is proud to be raising $15.5 million of what promises to be $48 million plus facility, and one that Carl Talton, who's the leader and a leader in this community, the leader of the North Northeast Portland STEM Coalition, says is really going to provide for children of color in North and Northeast Portland a level of facilities that they need to thrive, to survive. to be able to meet the demands of employers in this community. We're very grateful for your consideration of our request. Happy to answer any questions that you may have.
Thank you very much, Gary. Questions for him? Thank you.
Mayor, I would, with your concurrence, I would move an emergency clause so we can vote on this today in the presence of Gary.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Let's take a roll call on adding the emergency clause.
Need some language for the reason for the emergency.
We have an educational achievement gap in our community, and the sooner we build this, the better.
That sounds good to me. Okay, roll call.
Novick?
Aye.
Prince?
We will.
Fish?
Mayor, thank you for...
It's just on the emergency clause.
Thank you.
I can tell when you're gearing up.
He's gearing up. Okay. Slow down.
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Hales?
Aye. Okay. Gary, let us thank you and call up anyone else that wants to speak on this item before we take action on it.
Mr. Lightning wished to speak on this. Okay.
Come on up. Good morning.
Morning. Yes, my name is Lightning. I represent Lightning Watchdog PDX. I absolutely agree with this project. One of the questions I have is that I understand there was a bond measure in 2012 that was passed. And one of the concerns I have on this $500,000 grant from the city of Portland is we do have a public school here and a private university. And as you know, in the past, I've always questioned some of these grants on what the city of Portland, where they want to place the money. I don't have a concern on this development. I have a concern on giving a grant to a private university and a public school. One of my concerns in the past was also on the youth passes on TriMet. I had a concern on that. I want to see the programs move forward, but I question where the funding is coming from. And so I would like to look at this more from giving a loan on this, having it paid back in the future, and not doing a grant. And the reason why I say that, again, is we have many bureaus here again, and I don't have to list them from transportation to housing and everything else, that I think we don't have enough funding at this time. And people in this room may question what I'm saying. I'm saying this is a great development. I want to see this happen. I just question the city of Portland doing a grant and not a loan and having it repaid back in the future due to, number one, being declared a state of emergency in housing. Number two, Commissioner Novick, $1 billion in deferred maintenance and transportation, I think, would be a fair number. And you have to come up with some funding. So again, I approve of the project. It's just the grant coming from the city of Portland during this time. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay, any further testimony? Any further discussion? Then let's take a roll call, please, on the emergency ordinance.
Novick?
I actually am very sensitive to Mr. Lightning's point. And I think it should be rarely that the city gives money to any project that's sort of outside the scope of our normal business. But I think that investments in strengthening schools of education and early childhood education are among the most important investments we can make in this city, state, and country. So to have one $500,000 contribution to a salutary effort in those areas, I think is worth it, even though it's a departure from what we normally spend money on. Aye.
Prince.
This is allocating the money that was discussed in the budget. Aye.
Fish?
Mayor, I could just see, you probably steal signals during Ducks games too, Commissioner Fritz. I could just see you on the sidelines looking for those tells. First, I want to thank the mayor for including this in his budget. And this is either the second or third time that the mayor has put a city contribution into a community partnership that benefits children. We did it in the David Douglas Early Childhood program, which is now getting national attention. We did it in this. The bar is very high. David Douglas, early childhood, Fabian. I hope we find another opportunity this budget year to support another kind of community partnership like this. But the truth is the bar has been set very high because of these programs. And what I especially love about this program is it involves Concordia and Portland Public Schools. And President Schlimpert has, for over 30 years, provided great leadership. Concordia has distinguished for many reasons, not the least of which is their women's soccer team keeps winning national championships. But it's the notion that they view themselves as part of a community. And one of the things I love when they put a turf field in is they invited the community to use their facility. That is not typical in local colleges and universities. So it's part of their value system. Last year when I was principal for almost a day, one of my assignments was Concordia, was Fabian. I'll never forget arriving with a wonderful reception from the principal and a big sign saying, "Welcome, Lou Frederick." And Lou had actually beat me to the punch. Lou was already there, given orders, so I was the assistant principal for the day. But this is really important, and it wouldn't happen without Gary Withers and Elise Brown and Ken Thrasher and all these people that believe in our kids. And of all the things we invest in, this is one that touches my heartstrings, and I'm really proud that the mayor has prioritized every year a contribution towards for the benefit of our children in this vein. So thank you, and I'm proud to vote aye.
Saltzman?
Well, this is a very exciting partnership between Concordia, Portland Public Schools, and many others, but it's a great effort on behalf of kids, and it's a very exciting concept for your education of your future teachers, too, or our future teachers. So great work. Aye.
So let me reinforce the rationale. I appreciate these comments from my colleagues because it's very important that the city be prudent and thrifty in our grant-making function because we only should do a little of it, but we should do it for the right reasons, and the reasons that have been articulated here are good. But let me reinforce that a little bit more. Schools, parks, and community centers are the anchors of our neighborhoods. We don't operate schools, but we partner with them all the time. In fact, they often are literally twinned with a park. And the use of those facilities to make community life work for all of our citizens is a core responsibility of city government. The ownership and operation of the facility, whether it happens to be a public school operating on its own, or in this case, a public school operating in partnership with a university, is unimportant to the fact of that core partnership. Secondly, it's ironic and appropriate that Assistant Chief Modica, former captain of the Youth Services Division, is in the room because we have a stake in the safety of this city, and the more we get upstream in the lives of our kids, the better chance we have of them being safe. And if we do a better job of early childhood education and a better job of keeping kids in school and a better job of achieving the third grade reading level and ninth grade transition and high school graduation, there will be less people for the Transit Services Division and the gang violence unit and every other part of the police bureau to deal with because we have unsuccessful kids in our city. So I see that rationale as well, and everything we can do to get upstream in the lives of the kids of this city in partnership with other organizations, with our Parks Bureau and our Police Bureau and our neighborhoods, is money well spent in terms of leverage. So I think this is a great partnership. It deserves our support, and it's also completely appropriate that the City of Portland be this kind of partner. I'm very proud that we are. Thank you. Aye. Looking forward to it.